This is the Avi Actimoli of the 3rd of November 2024. Original date 25th of October 2002. The basis of Brahmin life is the royalty of purity. Today the ocean of love is seeing his loving children. All of you loving children from everywhere, tied with a subtle spiritual string, have arrived at your sweet home. Just as you children have arrived here, having been pulled by love, in the same way the Father too, tied with the string of the children's love, has personally arrived in front of you children. Babdada is seeing that all the children everywhere, whilst sitting far away, are still absorbed in love. Babdada is seeing the children who are personally in front of him, and also the children sitting far away, and is pleased with them. This spiritual, imperishable love, this love of God, this soul-conscious love, is only experienced now in the whole cycle. Babdada is seeing the royalty of purity of every child. The royalty of Brahmin life is purity. So Baba is seeing on each child's head the symbol of spiritual royalty, the crown of the light of purity. Are all of you also seeing your crowns of purity and your crowns of spiritual royalty? Are those sitting at the back seeing them? This is such a beautiful gathering of those who are crowned. It is, isn't it, Pandavas? The crowns are sparkling, are they not? You are seeing such a gathering, are you not? Kumaris, you are Kumaris with crowns, are you not? Babdada is seeing that the royal family of the children is so elevated. Remember your eternal royalty. When you souls are living in the supreme abode, your spiritual royalty in the form of the soul is special. All souls are also a form of light, but compared with the rest of the souls, your sparkle is elevated. Do you remember the supreme abode? From the beginning of time, your sparkle and intoxication are unique. You must have seen in the sky how all the stars are sparkling and how they are all light. But out of all the stars, the sparkle of some special stars is more lovely and unique. In the same way, compared with all other souls, the sparkle of you souls, the sparkle of your spiritual royalty and purity is unique. You do remember this, do you not? Then come to the beginning of time. If you remember the beginning period, how special was the personality of spiritual royalty in your deity form? Through the whole kalpa, does anyone have the royalty of the deity form? You do remember your spiritual royalty and your personality of purity, do you not? Do you Pandavas also remember? Have you now remembered? Then come to the middle period. Then from the middle period, that is, from the Copper Age onwards, when your worthy of worship pictures are made, are there any other pictures that have that royalty or the royalty of worship? There are pictures of many, but are there any other souls who are worshipped accurately in the right way as you are? Whether they are religious leaders, political leaders, or actors, Pictures are made of all of them. But have you seen that same royalty of the pictures and royalty of worship of the pictures? Of any of them? Have you double foreigners seen your own worship? Have you all seen it, or have you just heard about it? No other pictures have had such accurate worship or sparkle and spirituality, nor will there ever be such pictures. Why? You have the royalty of purity. You have the personality of purity. Acha, have you seen your own worship? If you haven't seen it, then see it. Now, lastly, come to the confluence age. Even at the confluence age, all over the world, the royalty of purity is the basis of Brahmin life. If there isn't purity, there isn't the experience of God's love, and there isn't then the experience of all godly attainments. The personality of Brahmin life is purity, and purity is spiritual royalty. Therefore, eternally and originally, from the beginning through the middle to the end of the cycle, this spiritual royalty continues through the whole cycle. Therefore, each of you, look at your own self. Each of you has a mirror, do you not? Do you have a mirror? Can you see in that? Then look and see to what percentage you have the royalty of purity within you. Is the sparkle of purity visible on your face? Is the sparkle of intoxication of purity visible in your behavior? The sparkle of intoxication means intoxication. In your behavior too, is the sparkle of intoxication? Is spiritual intoxication visible? Have you seen yourself? How long does it take to look? A second? So, have all of you seen yourselves? Kumaris, do you have the sparkle and intoxication? It is good. All of you, get up, stand up. Each Kumari has a red sash around her on which is written, Ek Vrata, commitment to one. It looks beautiful, does it not? Ek Vrata means the royalty of purity. So have you made the lesson of Ek Vrata firm? When you go back, don't become weak. Now the group of Kumars stand up. The group of Kumars is also good. Kumars have tied the band of a promise in their hearts, and these Kumaris have tied it externally. Have you tied the band of a promise? That you are Kumars who will constantly, that is, always stay in the personality of purity? Is it like this? Say, Haji. Is it no or yes? Or will you write letters when you get back, saying that you have become a little slack? Don't do that. Whilst you are living a Brahmin life, you definitely have to remain completely pure. Have you made such a promise? If your promise is firm, wave one hand. Your photographs are being taken by the TV. Those who become slack will be sent these photographs. Therefore, don't become slack. Stay very strong. Yes, you are strong. The Pandavas are always strong. Strong Pandavas, very good. The attitude of purity is of good wishes and pure feelings. No matter what someone is like, a pure attitude means good wishes and pure feelings. Having pure vision means to see everyone constantly in the soul conscious form or the angelic form. Therefore, attitude, vision, and the third is actions. So, in your actions too, constantly give happiness to every soul and receive happiness. This is the sign of purity. Let there be this dana in your attitude, vision, and actions. No matter what someone does, even if he is causing you sorrow or insulting you, what is your duty? Do you have to follow the one who is causing sorrow or to follow Bapdada? You have to follow the Father, do you not? So, did Father Brahma cause sorrow or give happiness? He gave happiness, did he not? Therefore, what do you, Master Brahmas, you Brahmin souls, have to do? If someone causes you sorrow, what will you do? Will you cause sorrow? Will you not cause it? What if someone causes you a lot of sorrow or insults you a lot? If someone insults you a great deal, would you feel it a little or not? Will you Kumaris feel it a little perhaps? Therefore, follow the Father. Think, what is my duty? Don't forget your own duty by looking at the duty of others. The other person is insulting you, so just become a Devi, female deity of tolerance. Become a Dev, male deity of tolerance. Through your tolerance, the one who insults you will embrace you. Tolerance has that much power, but you do have to tolerate it for a little while. Therefore you are deities, Dev and Devi, of tolerance, are you not? Are you? Constantly have this awareness. I am a deity, Devta, of tolerance. I am a goddess of tolerance. So a deity means a bestower who gives. If someone is insulting you and not respecting you, then that is rubbish, is it not? Or is it something good? So why do you take it? Is rubbish to be taken from others? If someone gives you rubbish, would you take it? You wouldn't, would you? If someone doesn't respect you, if someone insults you or swears at you, if someone disturbs you, what is all of that? Is it something good? Then why do you take it? You take it a little, do you not? You take it a little and you then think, I should not have taken that. Now, don't take it. To take it means for your mind to imbibe it, to feel it. Therefore, remember your eternal period, the beginning period, the middle period, and the period of the confluence age. Remember your royalty of purity and your personality of the whole cycle. No matter what anyone does, no one can take away your personality. You have this spiritual intoxication, do you not? Double foreigners, you have double intoxication, do you not? You have double intoxication, do you not? You have double intoxication in everything. Double intoxication of purity. double intoxication of becoming a devi or devta of tolerance. You have double, do you not? Simply remain immortal in this. Never forget the blessing of being immortal. Acha. Those who are householders, that is, couples, in fact, you remain single, but you are said to be couples. Get up, stand up. There are many couples and fewer kumars and kumaris. There are many more couples than kumars. So, couples, why has Bapdada given you the direction to live at home with the family? Why have you been given permission to remain as couples? Do you know why you have been given permission to live in your households? Because whilst living as couples, you have to make the Maha Mandaleshwas bow down at your feet. Do you have this much courage? Those people say that it is difficult to live together and yet remain pure. And what do you say? It is difficult, or is it easy? In brackets, it is very easy. Are you sure? Or sometimes easy, sometimes lazy? This is why, according to the drama, in order to challenge them, Bapdada has made all of you examples in front of the world. Therefore, remain free whilst living in your households. Are you able to remain free from impurity? So you are those who issue a challenge, are you not? All of you are those who will challenge them. You are not a little afraid, are you, that perhaps when you challenge them, you don't know what will happen? Challenge the world, because it is something new to live together and yet not have the slightest thought of impurity, even in your dreams. This is the speciality of Brahmin life of the confluence age. So all of you are such examples in the showcase of the world. You are samples, examples. On seeing you, everyone will receive the strength that they too can become this. Is this okay? Are you Shaktis all right? You are pukka, firm, are you not? You are not sometimes strong and sometimes weak, are you? Pukka, firm. Bapdada is also pleased to see you. Congratulations. Look, there are so many of you. Very good. Now the teachers remain. There cannot be salvation without the teachers. Teachers, stand up. Acha. There are also very good Pandavas. Wa. The speciality of teachers is that the future is visible in the features of every teacher. The angelic form should be visible in the features of every teacher. You have such features, do you not? On seeing you angels, others will also become angels. Look, there are so many teachers. There are many teachers abroad. There are many teachers in the group from abroad. Few have now come. Bapdada is also remembering those who haven't come. It is good. All of you teachers plan together how to reveal the Father through your behavior and your face. People of the world say that God is omnipresent, and you say that he is not. However, Bapdada says, now, according to the time, the Father should be practically visible in every teacher. Therefore, he would be seen as omnipresent, would he not? Whomever they look at, they should only see the Father. You souls should remain hidden in the Supreme Soul, so that only the Supreme Soul is visible. Is this possible? Acha, what is the date for this? A date should be fixed, should it not? So what is the date for this? How much time do you need? We will start now. You will start. That courage is good. But how long do you need? It is now the year 2002. So now it will be until the year 2000 and what? Therefore, now, teachers, you should pay attention to be seen as merged in the Father. Let the Father be seen through me. You will make plans for this, will you not? Double foreigners are clever when it comes to having meetings. Now have a meeting for this. Don't go back without having had this meeting of how the Father can be seen through each one of you. At present, Brahma Kumaris are visible. They say that the Brahma Kumaris are very good. Now let them see how good their Baba is. Only then will world transformation take place. Therefore, you double foreigners will put this plan into a practical form, will you not? Will you do it? Pukka. Acha. Then the desires of your daddy will be fulfilled. Is this okay? Acha. Look, double foreigners are so serviceable. Because of you, everyone is receiving love and remembrance. Babdada too has, it cannot be said, greater love, special love for you. Why does he have love for you? Because the double foreign souls who have become instruments for doing service have become instruments to enable the Father's message to reach different corners of the world. Otherwise, souls everywhere in the world would remain thirsty. Now the Father won't receive any complaints that he came in Bharat, but those abroad were not given the message. Therefore, you are instruments to end the complaints to the Father. Janak too has a lot of enthusiasm that no country should be left out. It is good. You will at least end the complaint to the Father. However, you tire your companions out a great deal. You do tire them out, do you not? Jayanti, does she not tire everyone out? However, pleasure is merged in this tiredness. At first, it is like, what is this same thing over and over again? However, when you come back with blessings after giving lectures, your face changes. It is good. Both daddies have the speciality of increasing zeal and enthusiasm. They cannot sit down quietly. There is still service left to be done, is there not? If you look at the map, whether of Bharat or abroad, if you continue to mark each place, you would see that many places still remain. Therefore, Babdada is pleased. But he also says, don't tire them out too much. All of you are happy doing service, are you not? Now, you Kumaris will also become teachers, will you not? Those who are teachers anyway. However, those of you who are not teachers will become teachers and look after one or another center, will you not? You will become hands, will you not? The double foreigners practice doing both types of work. You have a job and you also look after a centre. This is why Bap Dada gives you double congratulations. To the extremely loving children everywhere, to those who are extremely close, to those who have had a right to royalty from the beginning until now, to those who reveal the sparkle of purity on their faces and in their behaviour, to those who become number one by constantly making intense effort in having remembrance and doing service, to those who remain constant embodiments of all powers and all virtues, like the Father, to every child in all directions, Bap Dada's love, remembrance, and namaste. Bap Dada meeting the main teachers from abroad. You have made very good plans for service, because it is only when service is complete that your kingdom will come. Therefore, methods of service are also essential. However, service should also be done with the mind as well as with words. Let them be together. Let service and self-progress both be together. Such service brings success close. You are instruments for doing service anyway. All of you are doing good service at your own places, but now make plans for the work that Baba has just given. Make a plan for what growth has to take place in yourselves and in service, and for what additions have to be made. Anyway, Bap Dada is always pleased to see the servers. All the centres are progressing well, are they not? There is growth, is there not? It is good. Everything is going well, is it not? It is good and it will continue to be good. Now bring together those who are spread out here and there into a gathering and make them strong. Show to everyone the practical proof. No matter what service some of you may be doing, you make many different plans. You are doing that anyway. You are moving along well. But now bring a group of all of those people in front of Baba so that the proof of service is put in front of the whole Brahmin family. Is this all right? Nevertheless, all of you are good. You are the best of all. Acha. Blessing. May you make your stage elevated with a tilak of three types of awareness and thereby become unshakable and immovable. Bap Dada has given all of you children a tilak of three types of awareness. One is the awareness of yourself. The second is the awareness of the Father. And the third is the awareness of elevated karma. That is, the awareness of the drama. Those who are constantly aware of these three types of awareness have an elevated stage. Together with having the awareness of being a soul, you also have the awareness of the Father. Then, together with the Father, it is essential to have the awareness of the drama. This is because if you have the knowledge of drama in your karma, there won't then be any fluctuation. You will remain unshakable and immovable in all the different situations that arise. Slogan. Let your vision be alaukik, your mind cool, and your intellect merciful. Om Shanti.